Good morning. It's good to be here again today.
大家好。
Life in America is full of distractions.
我们在美国的生活充满了干扰因素。
One of the places where I've noticed people being the most distracted is in the car while driving.
一个最搅扰我们的地方就是我们开车的时候会有很多的东西让我们来分神。
Experts define distracted driving as occurring when a driver voluntarily diverts attention away from driving.
专家告诉我们说，当一个人他因为别的因素被别的因素所吸引，他用他的这个视觉啊，他的听觉去干别的事情的时候，那他就没有专心的开车。
And they put their attention on something not related.
他们就把注意力放在和开车无关的事情上。
That uses the driver's eyes, ears, or hands.
他们就是会用眼睛看别的东西，或者听别的声音。
Cell phone use is the leading cause of distracted driving.
手机是司机开车的时候一个很大的影响因素。
Some studies show that drivers who use a cell phone while driving are 4 times more likely to have a car accident.
数据显示那些一边开车一边看手机的人，他们比那些正常的司机他们更容易出事故，他们的事故率就高达4倍以上。
So even a really good driver can have a really bad accident.
所以即使一个很有经验的司机，他也会遭遇很不好的事故。
If the driver doesn't keep their eyes on the road.
如果这个司机没有好好看路的话。
The Philippian church was like a church full of good drivers in a land of distractions.
腓立比教会就好像这个教会里有很多这种有经验的司机，但是他们是在一个充满了这种干扰因素的道路上开车。
They knew Jesus, but there was a lot to take their attention off of him.
他们知道主耶稣，但是在一路上有很多的别的东西来搅扰他们。
They had Roman gods,
他们
Greek gods, Egyptian gods.
他们那个地方呢有很多各种假神，罗马的神，希腊的神。
And among all of these different gods and religions were Paul and his co-workers.
在这些假神林立的世界当中，保罗和他的使徒前去，和他的这些弟兄们前去传福音。
But also false teachers of the gospel.
他们也面对了很多这些假教师的教导。
People who added to the gospel.
这些假教师他们在福音之上又加了很多别的东西。
These false teachers preached that salvation did not only come through faith in Jesus Christ.
这些假教师讲的就是说，不是仅仅靠着主耶稣能够得救。
They preach that a person must also be circumcised and follow Jewish laws and customs to be saved.
他们宣扬的是说，要是要得救的话，还需要遵守犹太教的那些礼仪规章制度，还要行割礼。
For the Philippian church, they were some of the biggest distractions of all.
在腓立比教会也有很大的这种挑战。
Well, we too are like the Philippian church.
我们现在也像腓立比的教会一样。
We have distractions all around us.
我们身边也有很多的干扰因素。
Many religions and gods.
有很多好像貌似是神的宗教信仰。
There are those that treat their jobs as religion and worship their work.
还有很多人，他们把自己的工作奉为他们的信仰。
There are those who worship their status, or their education, or their traditions, or their money.
还有很多人，他们会去崇拜自己的地位、金钱。
And then there are those that worship all the good works that they do.
还有一些人，他们崇拜的是自己的好行为。
Not to mention technology.
那就不要提那些很崇拜科学技术的人了。
So many distractions. So many gods, so many things.
就是充斥着这些假神和偶像。
How do you keep your eyes on the road?
那么在这种情况下，怎么样能够定睛看眼前的路呢？
How do we avoid the accidents and the crashes?
怎么样能够避免这个跟别的车撞上？
I want to walk us through three steps that help us keep our eyes on the road of the Christian life.
所以今天就请大家我们看我们可以做的三个步骤能够帮助我们能够定睛在我们的路上。
And we learned these from Paul.
这些都是从保罗那里学来的。
The first is put no confidence in the flesh.
第一个要点就是说不要靠肉体。
The second is to properly place your past.
第二个就是我们不计过往。
And the third is to press on toward the goal.
那第三点就是要不断地向着标杆直跑。
First, put no confidence in the flesh.
第一个不靠肉体。
Paul says, we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh.
保罗说，因为真守割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜在基督耶稣里夸口不靠着肉体的。
The false teachers were preaching circumcision and following Jewish law.
假教师宣扬的是人人都要受割礼，要遵守犹太的礼仪规章制度。
But this issue had already been settled 11 years earlier at the Jerusalem Council.
但是此时在十一年以前，这个争论已经在耶路撒冷会议中被已经有定论了。
The church had decided that circumcision was not necessary for non-Jewish believers.
当时教会已经决定，外邦的信徒可以不受割礼。
Why were they still preaching this?
那么这些假教师为什么还要揪着这个不放呢？
Because the grace of God is so radical, and the blood of Christ so powerful.
因为神的救恩。和主耶稣基督的宝血实在是太奇妙了。
Some find it easy somehow to think that you need something else to be saved.
那么它奇妙到很多人不相信，难道得救就这么简单吗？
The false teachers were so attached to their rituals and ceremonies.
那些假教师，他们还是觉得他们以前所行的种种。宗教仪式和礼仪也是应该很重要。
That they couldn't understand that the blood of Jesus was enough.
他们就是不明白主耶稣基督的宝血已经是足够可以让我们得救的。
But the blood of Jesus is enough.
这个主耶稣的宝血是足够的。
You and I can't work enough or do enough or be good enough to ever deserve salvation.
但是你和我，我们永远也不能靠自己的好行为，我们有多好，我们做的有多好，人有多好，都不够能够使我们得救。
It's a gift.
那是神的恩赐。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not your own doing, it is the gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works.
因为不是靠我们自己做成的，省免得我们夸口，我这全都是靠的主耶稣基督来成就的。
Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
那是神已经为我们预先准备好，为了要我们行善。
We hear the faith and we hear the works, but the faith comes first, and the works come second.
我们知道信心和行为当中，信心是先来的，行为是随之而来的。
Our confidence is not put in what we do, but it's rather who we are in Christ Jesus.
我们的信心不在于我们是谁，而是在于我。不在于我们能做什么，而在于我们在基督里是谁。
The good that we do comes out of who we are in Christ.
我们的好行为是从我们在主耶稣基督里的身份而来的。
A lady was arguing with her pastor about the matter of faith and works.
一个女士跟她的牧师争论信心和行为的关系。
She said, "I think getting to heaven is like rowing a boat."
她说，我觉得进天堂就像划船一样。
One oar is faith, and the other is works.
一个桨是信心，另外一个桨是行为。
If you use both, you get there.
你必须得两个桨一起划才能到天堂。
If you use only one, you go around in circles.
如果你只用一个桨来划，你就在原地打转。
There's only one thing wrong with your illustration, replied the pastor.
这个牧师说，回答说，你的这个比喻很不确切。
Nobody is going to heaven in a rowboat.
没有人能够坐在船里面进天堂。
We're not going to heaven in a rowboat.
我们没有。
We go to heaven because of our faith in Jesus Christ.
我们不是划着船进天堂的，我们能进天堂是因为我们在主耶稣基督里的信心。
Salvation is by faith alone.
我们的救恩全靠信心，只靠信心。
But the good that we do is proof that we have faith in Christ.
我们做出来的好行为是证明我们有信心的一个证据。
We put no confidence in the flesh.
所以我们不要靠自己的肉体。
The second step Paul refers to is to properly place your past.
保罗教导我们的第二个要点就是要正确地看待自己的过去。
But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
他说，我将万事当作有损的。
Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord.
他说，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
And then he goes on to say, forgetting what lies behind.
然后他就说，我已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。
As we read, Paul had a lot of reasons to put confidence in his works.
据我们所知，保罗是一个非常可以靠着他自己的行为夸口的人。
His family status, his titles, his own morality.
就是他的家庭出身，他的这个头衔，还有他的道德品质，都可以让他为之夸口。
Paul was the perfect Jew.
保罗他是一个完美的犹太人。
But he knew that that wasn't enough to save his life.
但是他知道那样并不能够挽救他的生命。
The things that he done, that he had done were in his past.
这些都是他以前的事情。
Many people today have the idea that if they just do enough good works, then they can please God and win eternal life.
今天有很多人都有这个误区，他们自以为只要行为做得好，就可以取悦神。
They think that heaven is about a place when heaven is about a relationship with the God of heaven.
他们以为天堂是一个地方，但是天堂实际上是人和神的关系。
It's a relationship with Jesus Christ.
是人和主耶稣的关系。
And Christ died because of this relationship.
而且主耶稣为了让我们能够拥有这个关系而死。
Isaiah says that sin separates us from God.
以赛亚书告诉我们，罪让人与神隔绝。
He says that our righteousness is like filthy rags.
他说人的义就像污秽的衣服。
And 2 Peter says that Christ died for our sins.
彼得后书告诉我们，主耶稣为我们的罪而死。
The righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us back to God.
是义人为不义的而死，为的是让我们能够回到神那里去。
So there's a separation between God and man.
所以在神和人之间是有一个隔绝的。
Because of sin.
因为是罪带来的隔绝。
But then we receive the greatest gift ever offered.
然而我们得到从神那儿来人所能得到最大的恩赐。
In the person of Jesus Christ.
是以主耶稣基督以人的形象出现的。
And he brings us back to God.
他把我们带回到神的面前。
That what was broken.
那么一切破碎的。
Is now made whole again.
现在是完整的。
And that we would never be separated from him again.
我们再也不会与神分离了。
There was nothing and there is nothing that we can do in order to bring that relationship back together again.
过去没有，现在没有，也没有任何事情我们自己可以做来弥补这个隔绝。
We only come back to God through receiving the finished work of Jesus Christ.
我们只能通过接受主耶稣基督已经为我们所成就的来回到神的面前。
So we put the past in the past.
所以我们就把过去遗忘在过去。
Paul says, forgetting what is behind.
保罗说我们要忘记背后。
Paul didn't forget all of the things that he did.
保罗其实没有忘记他以前做的事情。
He didn't forget about where he was from.
他没有忘记他是从哪里来的。
He didn't forget about his religion and his faith.
他也没有忘记他以前的宗教传统和他的信心。
He didn't forget about his education or his family or his status.
他也没有忘记他所受的教育，他的家人。
But what the forgetting means is that he put it in its proper place.
忘记过去，就是说把过去放在他应该有的地方。
It can't be number one.
那不是你现在的首要的。
It can't be what we pursue.
也不是你要追求的。
It has to have its proper place.
它应该是在自己应该待的地方。
So that we can know Christ.
所以这样子为了是让我们认识基督。
And have relationship and intimacy with Christ.
为了让我们能够和基督建立良好的关系。
Maybe you're thinking about good things that you've done in the past.
也许你现在能想到你以前成就的一些伟大的事情。
Maybe you're thinking about things you haven't done that were good.
也许你现在懊悔的是以前没有做得足够好。
Maybe you don't feel worthy of Jesus.
也许你觉得你根本配不上主耶稣。
Whatever lies you've believed.
不论你如何想。
Shame, disappointment, condemnation, sins and failures.
如果你感到有这种羞辱、失望的情绪、愤怒的情绪，
Whatever the devil has said about you,
无论你听到撒旦对你说了什么，
Whatever people have said about you,
人们对你说了什么，
It's been nailed to the cross,
已经都被钉在十字架上了。
Jesus purchased your freedom, and who the Son sets free is
free indeed. 已经赎你的赎买了你，让你得自由。主耶稣让你得自由，你就真的自由了。
In Christ, today is a brand new day.
在主里，今天是全新的一天。
So what do we do?
所以我们要怎么做呢？
Now that we know we are putting no confidence in the flesh, and we put our past behind us.
我们已经知道。我们要不靠自己的肉体，并且不计过往。
We press on toward the goal.
我们现在就要不断地向着标杆直跑。
Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
保罗说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
The writer of Hebrews also talks about life as a race.
希伯来书也提到人生如一场奔跑。
Considering the example of the believers who have gone before us.
让我们能够看到身边那些已经跑过的人。
He writes about what is most important for us to focus on.
他告诉我们应该定睛在何处。
Says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which cling so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书十二章说，我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Friends, we're not alone in this.
朋友们，我们并不是一个人在奔跑。
There's a great winner's circle of believers that have gone before us.
已经有很多人他已经跑到终点了。
Keeping our eyes on the road is not always easy.
定睛前面的路并不是一帆风顺的。
There will be struggles, there will be pain, and there will be tears.
会有挣扎、痛苦和眼泪。
But we have a champion who's gone before us.
但是我们知道有一个人已经得了冠军。
Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
那就是主耶稣，我们信心的创始成终者。
So you may feel like the distracted driver sometimes.
所以虽然你觉得很多时候在你开车的时候被受到了打扰。
You may have been more concerned about who called your phone instead of focusing on God who called you to a new life.
你也许过于关心那些给你打电话的人，而忽略了你身边的神。
You may have been focusing more on the text message that you received from a friend rather than being a friend of God.
你也许过于关心你朋友发来的短信，而忽略了你就是神的朋友。
You may have been looking at what someone posted on Facebook rather than what God is positioning you for.
你也许过于看重别人在脸书上，在社交媒体上发的朋友圈，而忘了神为你预备的一切。
But we don't have to live distracted.
但是我们不必要生活在这种境况当中。
Forgetting what lies behind.
我们忘记过去。
And keeping my eyes on the prize.
我们眼睛就定睛着十字架。
I press toward the goal.
我向着标杆直跑。
Leaving all distractions aside,
不去顾身边的这些搅扰。
I press toward the goal.
我向着标杆直跑。
Running my race with patience and love.
我用忍耐和爱心来跑这段路。
Looking forward to what God is calling me into.
我去盼望着神将要给我的奖赏。
I press toward the goal.
我向着标杆直跑。
For the prize of the upward call.
为了那从天而来的奖赏
of God in Christ Jesus.
那是主耶稣，那是神在主耶稣基督里为我预备的。
We press on.
我们要努力。
So how do we keep our eyes on the road of the Christian life?
所以我们如何定睛专注于我们在基督里面的道路呢？
Put no confidence in the flesh.
第一是不要靠肉体。
Don't trust what you think you're able to do.
不要相信那些你以为你能够做成的。
Put all of your trust in Jesus Christ.
把你所有的就是你所有的信任都放在主耶稣上。
Properly place your past life.
不计过往。
Whatever was gain and whatever was a loss.
以前的这些荣辱得失。
Whatever was good and whatever was bad.
那些好的坏的。
It's all been nailed to the cross.
已经都被钉死在十字架上。
And Jesus has paid it all.
主耶稣已经付上了所有，为我们付上了代价。
And then we press on.
然后我们就不断地向着标杆直跑。
Don't stop moving forward.
不要停止向前看。
Don't stop living because you see other people stopping.
不要看见别人停下来，你也停下来。
Keep pressing on toward the goal.
不要停下来，一直向着标杆直跑。
Father, we thank you for this word.
天父啊，我们感谢你的话语。
And we ask that you would encourage us.
我们求你能够鼓舞我们。
Help us to keep moving forward.
帮助我们向着标杆直跑。
To keep pressing on.
帮助我们努力向前。
That we would meet Jesus one day.
这样有一天我们会见到主耶稣。
And hear him say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
听见他说，你这个忠心良善的仆人，你干得不错。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
以耶稣基督的名求，Amen.